This next song brings me back to the times, and I've explained it to you lots of times, when I worked with the Jack Ruan band in Ballina, and we used to, well, you did a lot of touring of the UK and the US as well. And whenever I hear this song, it takes me back to the days on my first trip to the US, and we played in some of the big halls in New York and in Chicago and in Boston, and the Catskill Mountains. Now, this song reminds me of my trip to the Catskill Mountains, where there was a big festival going on, and we were playing at this festival, and I sang this song. And it takes me back to that time, because at the time, I'd only just learnt the song for the tour itself, because we wouldn't sing it here at home. But when we went abroad, this is the type of song that I sang. And I can still remember the hair standing on the back of my neck when the audience just stood and listened and applauded at the end. I don't know whether it was because of my singing or whether it just brought them back home. And I really think that's what it was. Frank McCafferty, The Moon Behind the Hill.
I watched last night the rising moon upon a foreign strand, till memories came like flowers in June of home and fatherland. I dreamt I was a child once more beside the rippling rill, where first I saw in days of yore the moon behind the hill. It brought me back the visions grand, that purpled boyhood's dreams, its youthful loves, its happy land, as bright as morning's beams. It brought me back my own sweet Nore, the castle and the mill, until my eyes could see no more the moon behind the hill. It brought me back a mother's love, until in accents wild I prayed her from her home above to guard her lonely child. It brought me one across the way to live in memory still. It brought me back my Kathleen's grave, the moon behind the hill.
Well, if you're an exile from Ireland, I hope that song may have brought you a little nearer to home. Earlier on the programme, I played Seamsa Thira, and I said that it was a sound that always, well, meant Ireland to me. This one is almost the same, but it's sung for us here by Tommy Makem and the Clancy Brothers. Now, a little bit of honesty here on Joe's part. I'd prefer this played as an instrumental. It has a haunting melody, but the words are nice as well. The Clancy Brothers, again, were the founders of the ballad scene. Well, I think so anyway, here in Ireland around the late 50s, early 60s. And it was from their small beginnings that the huge ballad scene took off, both here in Ireland and in the US and in the UK. Here, enough prattle, Joe. The Clancy Brothers and My Singing Bird.
I have seen the lark soar high at morn, heard his song up in the blue. I have heard the blackbird pipe his note, unopened tomb. But there's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you. Singing bird from his own cozy nest. If I could catch my singing bird, I would warm him on my breast. For there's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you. Singing bird to the arms that I love best, for there's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you.
You've heard me talking endlessly about the show bands. And, well, I promised you on some future programme we'll do a whole Sounds Irish programme on the show band and the show band scene. The show band scene started around the mid-50s, I think. I think Clipper Carlton were the first show band. They differed from other bands who were really dance bands and played all the dance music of the day, reading it from music, Glenn Miller and all that sort of stuff. And, well, most of them sounded just the same. Then these lads from up in Northern Ireland decided, we'll do things differently. And they all, well, they stood up. They did away with the chairs where the band used to sit on the stand. And they busked the hits of the day. And they did impersonations of the singers, the Roy Orbisons, the Elvis Presleys, all that sort of thing. And the crowds flocked to them. So that started it all. Every town in Ireland had its own show band, or show bands, plural. Now, here, the biggest, one of the biggest of them, was the Royal Show Band. But they were the first to actually record a track. None of the bands ever recorded until the Royal Show Band came along. And then they decided they would record a hit of the day, which was Come Down the Mountain, Katie Daly. Here it's sung for us by Tom Dunphy of the Royal Show Band. And unfortunately, Tom met his death in a tragic road accident, hurrying to a gig one particular night. Tom was the sort of country singer with the band. The big singer with the band who did all the big show-stopping numbers was Brendan Boyer. But Tom did all the sort of country numbers, and here he is singing the very first show band recording that ever was made. Now, I will be honest with you that I'm not too knocked out with it. I never was. But I think it deserves playing because, well, it was something in its own right. The very first recording of the Royal Show Band and Come Down the Mountain, Katie Daly. And apologies for the woeful American accent.
Now this here's a story about Katie Daly. Katie Daly came from Tipperary in 1842 and was famous for her poutine. otherwise known as Mountain Dew. Anyway, here's the way the song goes.
Our next track is not a song. It's a poem, or as it used to be called at one time, I'm sure, a recitation. And it's done by none other than Ronnie Drew. Now, you have to get yourself into the situation here. Here's Ronnie Drew reciting the poem of a couple talking to each other, a real Dublin couple. And they're reminiscing about how they first met and how they fell in love and how they got married. And he keeps saying at the end of each verse, "Remember, how could I ever forget?" I think this is wonderful. But you have to enter into the spirit of it. Get the feel of the old Dublin couple talking to each other. Here's Ronnie Drew. And by the way, it's the wife that's doing the talking, and Jem is the Dublin man's name. There are a lot of men in Dublin. They're often called Jem. Have a listen.
You remember, Jem, when you first stepped out, you had a pinstripe suit. You wouldn't open your mouth. But you really looked lovely, except your shirt sticking out. Do you remember, Jem? Do you remember? Will I ever forget? And the day picking winkles on Dolly Mount Strand, and the tide came in and it nearly drowned our gran. Had to push her home in a three-wheel pram. Do you remember, Jem? Do you remember? Will I ever forget? And the hooly in the house at Stevens's night, you met all the relations and nothing went right. And everybody thought you were my little brother Stan, except he's bigger, and he never ever got sick all over grand. You remember, Jem? Do I remember? Will I ever forget? And the day we went into Phoenix Park to look at the deer and sit in the grass, and you held me hand and asked for the kiss, but I wouldn't give in, because I knew it was a mortal sin. And then you said you loved me. Do you remember? Will I ever forget? And do you remember the day you changed me name and you couldn't find the ring and Gran started praying? She looked in your waistcoat and she poked your elbow and she put her hands in your pocket, your trousers fell down. Do you remember, Jem? Do you remember? Will I ever forget? And the singing and dancing back at the house. Come to think of it now, you were as quiet as a mouse. But you shouldn't have put the whiskey in Gran's bottle of stew. I thought she was dead when I found her asleep in the wedding bed. But it was lovely. It was grand. and you had to sleep with me at the brother's stand. You remember? Do I remember? Will I ever forget? Well, 40 years now we've been knocking about. I'm much the same, and you haven't changed. Except me teeth, not me own, and you've got gout. But you really look lovely, except your shirt sticking out. Do you remember, Jam? Do I remember? Will I ever forget?
Ronnie Drew. And do I remember? Will I ever forget? God bless him. Every time I hear Ronnie Drew, I think of my father, who's gone to God now. He sounded so like him. We move on and we have a newcomer again, one of our newcomers, and this time it's Mary Jo Bonner, and she's telling us the story of Eileen McManus. Did we not have Daniel and Mary Duff doing this a couple of weeks ago? Anyway, here's a new version from, as I say, Mary Jo Bonner and Eileen McManus. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I introduced you to Richie Remo. Do you remember? He's a lad that does very good country music, and he's doing country and Irish for us here. It's moving along nicely. We've played Sharon Shannon's version of this quite often on the programme, but here's Richie Remo and a sort of a Galway girl medley. And this guy, I really think he's brilliant. I've got a couple of his albums. Now, a lot of it's not Irish, it's just pure country or various types of country as well. We've got Cajun, but here it's, well, country and Irish and Cajun and a general mixture of Irish too, but it's nice. Richie Remo and a Galway girl medley. And I just want to warn you also that it's a longer track than we normally have on Sounds Irish, but I defy you not to tap your feet or clap your hands or nod your head when this is playing. Here's Richie Remo and the Galway girl medley. Come on, let's go, Richie.
Strolled on the old long walk of the day, I met a little girl in the stuffy top, a fine soft day, and he asked you, friend, tell me what did you do, cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue, and I knew right then, that I'd take in a twirl, run salt till come with the gully girl. Got my soul alone, A-I-A-I-A, with a broken heart and a ticket home, A-I-A-I-A, and I ask you now, tell me what would you do, if her hair was black and her eyes were blue, cause I've traveled around, I've been all over this world, boys, I've never seen nothing like the Galway girl. More time. Nothing like a country song. Leave these blues behind. Well, if you like to sing it again, let those good times roll. So come on, everybody, yeah, let's sing one for the roll. When we're all having fun with friends, we don't more time. There's nothing like a country song. Leave these blues behind. Well, if you like to sing it again. Let those good times roll. So come on, everybody, yeah, let's sing while to the roll. So if you're dancing or romancing, you just wanna along. Oh, clap your hands now, shout a little louder, walk to the road, let's sing this song. Walk to the road, walk for the road, let's sing it one more time. Nothing like a country song, leave these blues behind. Well, if you like sing it again, let those good times roll. So come on, everybody, yeah, to the road.
Atlantis, half lost beneath the sea. By the grave of the unknown soldier, by the cry of the banshee, who was mad in the iron mask, Saint Jack rips it free. But ask a man standing tall, it's still a mystery. Oh, if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal. And I'd decide to keep the mud, by God, I'd build it tall. Do you see those chicken ranches? I'd legalize them all. We'll have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Yeah,
yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Top the break hill, it gives you such a thrill. I can hear them saying, Dublin, there's gold beneath the house. Now don't despair, cause if you dare, the answer lies with me. There's a wall that's deep, but it's going cheap somewhere in Germany. Oh, if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal. And I'd decide to keep the mud, by God, I'd build it tall. Do you see those chicken ranches? I'd legalize them all. We'll have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Yeah,
yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Words to that effect. The wonderful Richie Remo, some fine fiddle playing there, was there not? And some good singing. Richie Remo there, and a little Galway Girl medley. Now we're moving around Ireland again, because this time we're going over to Achill Island off the coast of Mayo. And this is Kevin Prendergast and his wonderful story telling us all about the beauties of Achill Island. Well, let me just give you another one of my little anecdotes. In the year 2000, I had the good fortune, or madness, crazy, whatever you want to call it, opportunity to cycle across America. I did it in 3 weeks. I've told you about it before. And we had to train for about 9 months for this. It was a wonderful experience. And one weekend we spent training down in the west of Ireland. And the idea was to cycle from Castlebar, no, from Ballina, somewhere over that neck of the woods, to Achill Island. But when we got to Achill Island, the wind was so strong, it was blowing a gale. And when it blows a gale in Achill Island, does it blow a gale? And that's a G-A-L-E, not a G-A-E-L. And we couldn't do the cycle because the wind was too strong. And that's my last memory of Achill Island. Anyway, enough of Joe's prattle. Here's Kevin Prendergast and wonderful, beautiful Achill Island.
While the sun was sinking in the west, along old Achill's shore, as I walked along the golden strand, near the foot of old Sleepmore, fond memories come flooding back of days of long ago. In my lovely Achill Island, the beauty of Mayo, just cross the bridge at Achill Sound, and the scenes are there to see. The friendly folk along the route, way back from Tundragee, the winding road to Cashel, and where Ted's the place to go. In my lovely Achill Island, the beauty of Mayo. The men on cliffs look o'er Kiel Beach with its waters clear and blue. Then make your way up to Kim Bay and its lovely victorious view. The mountain streams and valleys near Dooiga village or so. In my lovely Achill Island, the beauty of Mayo. Oh, how I'd love to return again and settle there once more. In my native Bonnacurry, as it loves down to the shore, and meet old friends and new ones who are welcome to the fold. In my lovely Achill Island, the beauty of Mayo. In my lovely Achill Island, the beauty of Mayo.
If you're a regular listener to Irish music and Irish song, you will discover that there are many Irish songs to the same melody. That one, for instance, Lovely Achill Island, could also be sung to Tipperary So Far Away, and that there are lots of other examples of how we Irish, well, we don't write another tune, we just put other words to a tune we know so well. I think it's part of the folk idiom, and I like it. I don't have a problem with it. There, Kevin Prendergast and Lovely Achill Island. And now, the very talented Mary Black.
Fare thee well, my own true love. Farewell for a while. I'm going away, but I return if I go 10,000 miles. 10,000.
Friend.
Mary Black there, and we'll be hearing a track from the Black family all together later on the programme. It isn't very often on Sounds Irish that I play what we call rebel songs. It's not that I don't like rebel songs, but I think rebel songs are all right in their own idiom. Now, here, for instance, I'm going to play you a song called The Galty Mountain Boy, sung here by P.J. Murray. And this is the story of the rising when Irish people in 1916 started... Well, they decided they wanted their own freedom, they wanted their own country, they wanted home rule. And various little groups sprung up around the country and got together eventually, and we did get home rule in the end. It's a long story, but occasionally we get a wonderful rebel song. I think some of the rebel songs are not great, but some of them are. And this one is one of the good ones. This is P.J. Murray and tells the story of how the lads all got together and formed themselves into groups. And there may be names sung here that you may not be familiar with, but one of the most prominent ones at the time was a guy called Dan Breen. I remember reading a wonderful book by him some years ago. I think it was called My Fight for Irish Freedom, a great book by Dan Breen. Anyway, here's P.J. Murray, and listen to the story behind the Galty Mountain Boy.
I joined the flying column in 1916 in Cork with Sean Moylan, in Tipperary with Dan Breen. Arrested with my comrades and sentenced for to die. Farewell to Tipperary, said the Galty Mountain Boy. We went along the valleys and over the hilltops green, where we met with Danny Lacey, Sean Hogan and Dan Breen. Sean Moylan and his gallant men who kept the flag flying high. Farewell to Tipperary, said the Galty Mountain Boy. We trekked the Wicklow Mountains, we were rebels on the run. Though hunted night and morning, we were outlaws but free men. And we tracked the Dublin Mountains as the sun was rising high. Farewell to Tipperary, said the Galty Mountain Boy. I will bid farewell to old Clonmel that I never more shall see, and to the Galty Mountains that oft times sheltered me, to the men who fought for their liberty and died without a sigh. May their cause be near forgotten, said the Galty Mountain Boy. May their cause be near forgotten, said the Galty Mountain Boy.